Yeah, just 2 points. First, I take issue that
Your Worship,
ask a question. Since when has it been a procedural matter that we actually vote to go into confidence? I thought that there can be discussion on whether we go into confidence, I'm not sure.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Second in that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Worship. Yes, so I wish to move a motion. Is that what you want me to do now? Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Worship. Okay, so we heard earlier this evening a deputation by Dr. Squirrel. This has been going on for some time, and the start of this was brought to my attention before even election time last year, and this has been going on for some years. Now, I've actually put some extra photos up here to just explain a few things with this motion. And this one's a little bit dark to see, but down the bottom of it, there is a fence. That is actually part of the house that you can just see on the right-hand corner. But up behind that fence is the hill, and this is the very eastern side, and there is another fence. You can just see it up the top there. Council has already put that fence in to help with the privacy of the houses on the east side. But it was never continued down to the corner and then along the south side and down to the other corner. And it's that slope you can see on the left that we are talking about and what Dr. Squirrel was talking about earlier this evening. So if we could go to the next slide. That's another angle of it. We can see the house owner's fence and then the council fence up the top there. And we can go to the next one. Shows it's a little bit dark, but that's the bottom of the hill looking west. And the next one, before we go to the next one, the area between the two fences is it? No. Could be. The area between the two fences on the east side is a dead man's zone, you could say, and what I omitted to do was send these photos shows the build-up of greenery and stuff there. What we have had in the last few weeks since I put a request through to have, again, the debris and vegetation on the south side there cleared. It has quite considerably been cleared. This is looking from the other end, looking back to where that other photo was taken, and you can see the slope with the trees at the top. It is compromised a bit, that slope. We actually have trees that are falling. There's been some erosion this year, and so some of those tall trees are actually toppling and falling down the slope. Now, where the fence is proposed to be actually put in is the other side of the tree. So not between the trees and the houses, but it'll be between the trees and the BMX track. So it actually will already have a bit of a tree line there with this fence there, giving privacy and stopping the rock throwing. Now, what I've been doing a fair bit of negotiation on this one and speaking with residents and with the BMX club. That's another angle looking down the slope at the residents' houses. Yeah, there's a stash of rocks ready. So with the negotiations I've been doing with the BMX club, and they have had a fantastic harmonisation program in place over the last so many years, and they've spent quite a bit of money, and I have just slightly more blessed. So the negotiations with the BMX club, they have come to the party and have offered to do the labour for installing this fence, and they've actually done some negotiations with Stratco and with Kenneth Hire to get quite reduced rates for the actual cost of the fence and the equipment they need to put it in. They have got people in the club that are able to do the work and are competent to do the work. They are on a tight time frame in wanting to do it in their downtime of their season.
Yes, so just to follow on from that, so as Janet has said, the cost is just for materials. The BMX people are actually going to do the work themselves, which will save us an enormous amount of money. It does affect about 10 to 15 residents along that back. And just to move on the why we're going for the fence on the other side that you saw in the pictures hasn't been completed and totally stopped the problem to those houses.
the fence that we're proposing along this side has already got trees covering most of the fence, but we are proposing that we'll put some plantings once that embankment is stabilised so that there won't be graffiti along there. Will it stop rock throwing? It did on the other side. It should do, because the fence pushes everybody even further away from those houses. They actually can't see the houses. Half the benefit seems to be throw a rock, get the residents all annoyed and come out. Dr. Squirrel was incorrect. The children that have been caught so far are actually playing there and using that space when the parents are drinking in the co-sports club. And the children being caught have been children of the cricket club and the AFL club. And unfortunately, it's very frustrating for the BMX community, because when they're there, there's no trouble. In fact, their members get banned if any sibling or friend goes and causes problems. And we're slowly moving to try and get the AFL and the cricket club to commit to that type of punishment if their children actually cause damage to neighbours. Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered everything we can. So we've looked at any long-term issues. But as usual, fortunately, the BMX club are coming to the party, and it's a minimum amount, $9,000. And I think we worked out that the total cost would have been $30,000. And I think that was cheap. I think if council did it, we'd be looking at a lot more than that. I do like Bruce's offer of a laneway. I think those people would love a rear laneway and double garages at the back of that laneway. Maybe we'll push, I'll get you some more information, but I guarantee they would all like that. I will hold that one off.
Can we move an extension?